Little after 6 o'clock in the Southland, a live imaging Tuesday on Shit Out of a Cap. It is time for What You Need to Know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Well, if you're planning on going to Disneyland this week, especially today or tomorrow, guests could wait hours in line to ride Splash Mountain one last time before its extensive refurbishment.
Yeah, Funch just sent this in the group text.
Yep, so tomorrow is the last day that the ride will be operational before its official closure on June 1st. The attraction itself is not getting torn down, but it will undergo a complete makeover and return rethemed as Tiana's Bayou Adventure. The new version of the ride is scheduled to open late in 2024. So basically like a whole year this is going to be shut down. Totally different ride.
My pops was one of the first to ride it live on the radio on Power 106.
That's awesome. Wacky radio stunt.
Exactly. That would have been, I think, 1988, 87.
Really? How'd they pull that off technologically?
I don't know,
back
but
then?
They didn't tell him what it was. My father's not a big roller coaster guy, so he was really annoyed at the whole thing.
When
he
got Let's wet. Go live to
and
Mucho.
He had big hair, and he got wet. And hey, what's this? Why am I on this thing?
Hey, I'll tell you. I go to amusement parks, even Disneyland, and I never go on the water rides. My kids, they love to go on the water rides.
Why do you not like the water rides?
Two reasons.
You just want to get wet?
Two reasons. A, don't want to get wet and therefore cold. And B, I just think the water's dirty. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's a perception thing that I have.
Not Disneyland.
The water's dirty.
I'm with you, Cappy. I feel like it's very germy.
You think they don't have a filtration system?
Yeah. No, they do. I'm sure they got chlorine, the whole deal, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know why, but for some reason.
They don't have algae just flying through the thing. How much water? That's why you get so cold at Disneyland at night, because there's so much water people don't realize everywhere.
Yeah.
Water is underneath you.
Yeah.
If you ever go the back way, like when you have to exit because it's packed,
you
notice it's just built on water.
Yeah.
And the water's constantly moving, Kathy. Yeah.
Well, I'll just say this. If I was in Disneyland today or tomorrow and I saw a 2-hour line to ride this ride, I'd be like, yeah, I'll ride it when they bring in the new one. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not waiting. Now, if I can do the skipping ahead because I'm a single person, I'll go.
No, but that's so awkward. Single rider. You're like with a family in their pictures.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I own it.
Me and my kids, we're now all single riders. We used to be the people that had to wait in line because I got four little kids. Now I got four grown-ups. And so we are all single riders. And we have no shame.
Is that the last ride that's in Critter Country? I think Critter Country's a final now without Splash Mountain.
Yeah, I think so.
Critter Country? Well, don't give me that look. We're just doing shtick, man.
I'm just...
He's hungry. He said earlier.
I don't know. I just turned around because you said Critter Country and it piqued my interest.
It is a final, Critter Country!
Okay.
Rick Moranis over there.
I'm just like, I turned over because I was like, oh.
You gave me that glazed look you used to give Keyshawn in the morning.
I am a big fan of Critter Country, Splash Mountain, all those rides.
You do? You like them all, do you?
Yeah, that's super fun.
Yeah, I just don't like to get wet in amusement parks.
I did the Guardians of the Galaxy ride when I went to Disney World recently when I was down in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it cool? Because that's all they
It's were very not- fast. Like, it ends very quickly. Like, it's super fast. So, like,
you mean like the ride goes so fast you don't even realize you're on it?
You're on it for like, it feels like a minute and you're done.
Really?
You know, it's that fast.
Wait in line for 2 hours and get a minute?
I did not wait in line for 2 hours because they have the app thing that you can just like basically pick your time and you can just go at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That seems hard to me.
Yeah, you would never be able to do the whole fast pass thing. No. You wouldn't get it.
Lindsay's been telling me for 2 years she wants to go to Disneyland and it always blows me off.
No. No, I don't.
Just saying, I mean.
Well, let's go.
I'm a big Phantasmic guy, but I think it shut down because
Oh, it means it shut down for like the next 2 months because the dragon caught on fire.
It caught on fire.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
I love when Mickey's dancing in that little outfit. Oh, boy. I love it.
When the dragon caught on fire, everyone's like, oh, the
that
humanity.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
How bad was the Mason Ireland show today?
Yeah, what happened?
Mason even said it wasn't great.
I like how they all blamed it on Tyler, too.
Leave Tyler alone.
I know, that's what
kid.
I feel like.
I mean, it was a rough. I mean,
Where's
it was
Bergman?
Rough.
Is he still here? I saw him in his office.
Oh, dude,
earlier.
You had, you know, Bergman today.
He was like super busy.
He was so busy, he couldn't.
Right. Bergman, are you still busy?
Bergman looked like he was, you know, being a manager today. You know, he had his door closed, individual meetings going on.
Wow.
Couldn't be
He's
on the show.
He's a manager now.
But he created...
Well, technically, he was before too. So
he's a bigger manager now.
But he created a character called Tyler, who looks like him.
He's a real guy.
Right, no, he is not a real guy. He looks like him. He sounds like him. He's got the same beard, the same hair,
similar voice tone,
very similar. But you see, Tyler is trying to fit in, and it's very
he's
hard
a nice
for
kid.
Him.
Nice kid.
He's but you're coming in to play with LeBron. I mean, in some weird way.
Oh, jeez.
It's like when Stewie cloned himself on Family Guy. He made the clone just a little less, yeah. So it wouldn't take away from Stewie.
But what you're saying is like coaching the aging superstar. Like that's like hard, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying that Bergman tried to create like a little Bergman.
Yeah.
And so that Bergman can now like be away from the show,
yeah.
But still feel like he's in the show.
Right.
It's like a 3D copy, you know, like 3D printers.
Yeah. Is he still himself? There?
No, he's gone.
No, he left like probably half.
Oh, I know. You know, back in the local morning show days, I had a full day's work imaging the radio station, doing a lot of meetings. I never missed a Keyshawn
morning
show.
Yeah, but to Greg's point, though, the show is right in the middle of the day when a lot of people want to have meetings and stuff.
Well, he's going to have to work around. Hey, guys, I'm unavailable from 11:45 until... you know, 3-something. 3:45.
Give Greg a break. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, Greg.
I got no problem with Greg.
First of all, I've been the president of the Greg Bergman fan club.
Okay.
I've been the only member and the president.
Local chapter.
For many years.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. I mean, it was a bad show.
Why was it so bad, though?
Oh, it was rough.
Was it when they were talking about how many pills they take?
Well, on Tuesdays, I take this pill.
I felt so
Damn,
bad.
Girl.
I felt so bad.
I got to take this one for my sinusitis.
It's okay, honey.
Sinusitis?
Right.
Yeah, whatever the random ailments they have are.
I like how John told us he takes Propecia every day. What a great head of hair he got.
Well, that's why.
You know?
That's a secret.
There you go. It was definitely a get-to-know-you kind of show today, I feel like, for them.
Like that old, what was the movie? Getting to Know
You. Getting to Know.
I think that's when that movie came out, they started their radio show.
Oh, wow.
What was that movie? What is the movie? It's a legendary movie.
I know. I just can't remember now. Speaking of legendary, you can be legendary or you can be gutless like Cappy.
Yeah.
You know, this whole Raider Nation should go after Tom Brady because Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be hurt and he may not be able to play for them and they can just cut loose without any cost. And that's gutless.
It is?
It's gutless.
You mean like the way the Lakers are just trying to limp to the finish line of LeBron's career? Is that gutless?
I mean, no, that's not gutless. They're trying to do what's best for a guy who's under contract.
Yeah. Well, listen, Tom Brady is an owner of the Raiders now,
right,
or at least according to reports.
Can't be a player.
Right. So what he does is he puts his shares of the investment off to the side. He'll come back to that at a later date. I've renounced my ownership of the Raiders.
I thought he was supposed to be on TV somewhere.
No, he doesn't want to be on TV.
Yeah, he has a huge deal with Fox. It's like $300 million, 10 years.
Yeah, he don't want to be on TV. He just doesn't want to do it.
I don't think he'll be that great at it.
Yeah, it seems to be a popular opinion.
Plus, Greg Olson's really good.
Greg Olson is
better than Tom Brady would be.
How do we know? Yes, do we know that?
I just don't see it.
I just don't think, like, if you had to bet a large sum of money that Tom Brady would be good at broadcasting, you would bet that he'd be good?
100%, of course. Tom Brady's going to be good at everything he wants to do.
No, Jesus, stop that.
I will say his weekly, I think it's now on Sirius. It used to be on Westwood One.
It's called Let's Go.
Yeah, but he's pretty good with Jim Gray.
Yeah, but they also have, I don't know, I just find it kind of
I
boring.
Saw Jim at the Laker games, actually.
As did I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The King and I, by the way. Thank you, Lindsay.
Jim Gray walked up to me at a Laker game. It was about 3-4 weeks ago. And he said, hey, congratulations. And I said, oh, hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate that.
Did you know what he was congratulating about?
No, I did not. But then he went on. Hey, it's a big deal when you have a book published. It's a really big deal. So congratulations.
Did you have a book published?
I did not.
I did not.
No, Jim clearly had no clue who the hell I was. He thought I was somebody else.
Did you correct him?
That's amazing.
So let's try and think. Who did he confuse you with?
I wonder who we thought you were.
I don't know. Malcolm, whatever that guy's
Gladwell?
Name is. Yeah, him.
No, yeah, Malcolm Gladwell has published a lot of books.
He's
though.
Like that Malcolm Gladwell right over there?
No. That,
and he walked right up to me.
Malcolm.
He's like, God, I know this guy. You must be Malcolm Gladwell.
No, I thought you worked with him.
I have.
The big Westwood One.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like, hey, man.
You should write a book, Tuesdays with Cappy.
Yeah. You like that one?
Yeah.
The King and I is the movie.
Yeah, I said that.
Getting to know you.
35 seconds ago.
I know, but Pepe was texting me.
Getting to know you.
That I was more stunned about Jim Gray to congratulate Cappy on his book.
I need to know.
You know
who
what
this
you need
is.
To do?
Not,
you need to create a fake book and sell it on your merch site.
No, I'm making a coloring
him,
book.
And have him sign the forward.
Have him do the forward.
Do the forward
right.
of the book.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, I'm doing another book. Can you do the forward?
Right. It's like, hey, man, good to see you, bro. How you doing? I'm like, hey, man, what's going on, dude? He's like, hey, man, congratulations on that book. I'm like, yeah, right on.
And you just rolled with it?
I was like, yeah, well, you know, listen, I've been working on it for a long time.
No, you didn't.
I'm like, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's hard to really get the words that you're trying to get out. But as an artist, you know, you're trying to get those words on paper, and it's taken me a really long time. So thanks for that, Jim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, you're gutless.
Why didn't you just say, hey, Jim, sorry, you got me confused with somebody else?
Why would I do that?
Because you could make him feel bad?
Nah, screw it, man.
You just want to roll with it?
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay.
I mean, dude, you know, like, have you ever had that situation where you're like, I know this guy, and I can't figure out where I know him from?
It happens to you a lot, apparently.
Yeah, and I, it's out of context for me, you know, and I just can't figure out who it is. So then I try and say something, and I hope I say the right name. Like, I had this situation just the other day. I ran into some people. I could not remember these people's name. And just at the last minute, I had to introduce them. And I was like, oh, God, what's his name? Kim. And I, like, pointed at her. Like, and Kim. She's like, yeah, yeah, me. I was like, yes, I got her name right.
See,
yes.
But the move there is.
Yeah, that's why.
That you, like, let's say I don't remember Chris's name for whatever reason. And I'm like, oh, hey, man, what's up? Do you know my guy, Scott?
Right.
And then, like, you introduce yourself to them.
I do that all the time.
And you say, I'm Scott. And he'll say, I'm Chris. And then I'll be like, yeah, man, you and Chris, you guys should connect.
Me and Rachel have a whole system where I'll tap her so she knows that I have no idea who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
But I'm acting like we're best friends.
Right.
That doesn't surprise me, knowing her. You know,
and knowing you.
She probably forgets a lot of names.
No, she.
Meaning, you know, you guys have that lifestyle where you're very, you know, too good for school. You know
we are? We're too good for school?
You guys, when you're together sometimes, especially in that lifestyle down there,
really?
You act a little uppity.
Oh, we
uppity.
Do?
Uppity.
Really?
Uppity cappy.
I don't believe that
cappy
at all.
Cappy uppity.
I don't believe that, not one
to
bit.
To quote Tony Soprano, you act like butter wouldn't melt in your mouth.
No, I act downbitty.
No.
Not uppity. The opposite.
I'm still trying to figure out who he mistook you for. It's going to bother me.
I told you, Malcolm Gladwell.
No chance.
I mean, Kenny Albert just wrote a book recently.
Maybe he thought I was Kenny Albert.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe thought you were Matt Money Smith. Is he writing a book?
I don't know.
I'm going to find out. I feel like there's a few sportscasters who recently wrote books. I'm going to find this out, Cap.
Well, Cappy, congratulations on your new book.
Well, thanks. I mean, I've written it. I just haven't published it. You know, I'm trying to decide, do I self-publish? Or, I don't know, maybe I should work with a publisher. Anybody have any strong suggestions? Like Random House?
Yeah. Simon & Schuster? I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, are there any publishers that I should be working with?
What would your book be about?
Well, I've already written it.
Oh.
But I'm actually adding chapters now.
I see.
I'm adding on now. I'm like refreshing things. Yeah. Like before I put it in paperback.
It could be like about how Sedano and I saved your career. Brought you to Afternoon Drive in Los Angeles.
There could be a chapter in there. I'm not closed off to that. I'm not closed because it does fit with the theme.
Yeah.
It does fit with the theme, you know?
Would you have been more surprised if he would have said, I love listening to you on the radio here in L.A.?
No, that I would have expected.
Oh, that's what you were thinking.
Well, because here's
why.
When
you make congratulations.
Because Jim spends a lot of time in L.A. Well, that would be surprising if he's listening.
And that's why I'm saying.
And when Jim had a book about 2 years ago, when I was doing evenings, what did I put him on the air for an hour.
Well, that was
literally. Literally, for an hour, we sat here and we talked about all the stories. Well, it was a one-man show, George. It was a one-man show. I was able to do long-format interviews.
The decision with him?
No, I was like Brian Gumbel.
A lot of those nights were during the pandemic, my friend. The Scott Kaplan nighttime experience was tough.
Right.
Remember,
going on.
Remember our old producer, Jesse Lopez? Yeah. He'd interview Jesse for an hour just to get through it.
Well, because Jesse used to call salmon. He would call it
salmon.
Salmon.
Yeah.
He'd be like, yo, man, I'll take that salmon and put it in the air fryer. And I was like, all right, I got to get into this kid a little bit here. Yeah. Between video games, wrestling, and the salmon in the air fryer, I got to get to know this guy a little bit.
All right. Well, coming up next, Cappy, we're
Jim Gray, 1 hour.
We're going to get to know Bronny
Jim,
James.
Jim, tell me about Muhammad Ali that night in Vegas. Tell me about that.
We're going to get to know Bronny James a little bit, but is that a good thing necessarily for Bronny James? We'll get to all that coming up because there's a lot of pressure on this young man. We'll get to that coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Quarter after 6 p.m. in the Southland. It is a Live Imaging Tuesday with Shinato and Cappy. It is that time. We do it every day now at 6:15 or so. Time for the producer, Laura, rejoin of the day. Take it away, producer Laura.
I love this song. This song came out, God, when I was in high school. So it's Oye Mi Canto, right? It was Nori, Nina Sky. This is the remix with Daddy Yankee. So the reason I'm playing this song is because your girl decided to go out. All last week.
Oh, your girl.
Did our girl wash her hair before she went out?
Of course. You have to. You got to look good, Cappy. You got to look good. You can't be over there funking stuff. Can't do that. So anyways, if you guys notice, I'm walking a little weird. A little limpy.
Why?
Because I messed up my knee.
Oh, damn.
Walking
girl.
With a limp, yo.
Because you were out.
Yes.
So were you in a club?
No, a bar. A bar,
and you were dancing? But were you showing off the moves?
Maybe.
And was the boo there?
No, the boo has not been around for a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Trouble in River City.
If you don't know me by
why
now.
Do you guys all give me that what face?
The way you said it, the boo hasn't been around in a while. That sounded as if the boo wasn't wanted
you
around.
Will
oh, no, he's very much wanted. He's just taking care of the puppies.
The little mini boos.
Care of the puppies for a while.
Yeah, there's 15 of
it's
them.
Okay, you can open up. Tell us
no,
if there's problems.
Trust me, there is no trouble in paradise. We are good. I'm actually going to go see him tonight. So
oh, really?
Relax.
All right.
But this song brought me back to when I thought, you know, I could really, really dance. And I'm like, yeah, I'm 34. Who cares? I don't got no knee problems. And I was shaking it, and now I'm paying the price. I'm
oh,
like,
really?
Damn.
Wow. Shaking it created knee problems.
By the way, I will say this happens. From being at our friend Janice Garcia's birthday party.
Shout out, Janice.
It was a nice party, but the party showed up when producer Laura arrived. You know what I mean?
I believe that.
Laura was at a party.
She brings the party. She
brings
the
energy. Brings the energy, the funk, and the noise.
My knees didn't bring the energy.
Well, you got to rest. You can't be going out five. At our age, you can't do that.
Exactly. And that's why I'm like, man, when did I become that old person?
I know,
that can't go out every day.
Dude, I'm committed right now to not having one sip of alcohol between today, Tuesday.
Oh, I was about to say.
And Friday. Because on Friday, my buddy's band, the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Now, you guys know I like the Foo Fighters.
Yep. Right.
But I like the tribute band, the Foo Fighters, are playing at the Whiskey. Okay.
And ooh, so Whiskey Go Go.
I'm going to be going there on Friday night if anybody would like to join me.
That's a good venue.
I'll put you guys on the guest list.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, okay? Mike, you just figure out where do you think he's staying that night.
I was wondering why you wanted to work from here on a Friday.
Yeah. Well, because I'm going to see my friend's band play.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, and it's a lot easier from here to West Hollywood than it is from South LA.
Correct.
Are you going to go to Tana's?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we'll stay on Saturday and do that. Maybe do like a nice hike or something.
He's milking it all already.
Oh, come on.
He just started and he's already milking it.
What's your boy over there at East Central?
I got a lot of boys at East
Central.
Antonio? No.
Who's the guy you only tipped 20?
What do you mean only tipped him 20?
Well, on that bill.
That's Lorenzo. That's right.
Lorenzo.
Si.
Although Sedano, so Matt Burke after that night, he goes, you know, the bill was under control, but you know, Sedano with that thing, I was like, well, listen, I said, he's a star. He can do whatever he wants. And he goes, okay, cool.
I asked him, I said I'd pay for it, and he said no.
No, he backed him off.
I mean, you did order an extremely, extremely expensive liquid refreshment. I mean, it's kind of like the time that we went into that ice cream shop, and you ordered a scoop of ice cream, and I ordered a milkshake, and the milkshake was like $12, and the scoop of ice cream was like $3. And that's kind of what just happened the other night over at the East Central.
Okay. But they didn't have tequila mandala.
See?
So I went with another drink.
Right.
So that was it.
It was very expensive.
It's okay.
I offered to pay for it.
He's a star.
Yeah. Gets what he wants.
And as somebody once said, you don't have to be a star to be in my show.
That's right.
Cappy.
Deep breath.
There's a story today in the USA Today.
Deep breath.
About Bronny.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a subject matter you like to talk about.
I do. And by the way, mazel tov to Bronny James.
The graduation.
High school graduation this weekend. My man, I also want to thank you because what you were wearing at your high school graduation has inspired...
You mean the prom?
No, I mean the graduation.
I thought the prom was where he wore the shirtless...
Oh, no, but I'm just saying like the graduation this past weekend, very inspirational as I work on my Mandy's outfit.
Okay.
I'm going to run an outfit by you later in the show, maybe.
By me?
Yeah, maybe I should go change.
Okay.
Should I go change into my outfit that I'm thinking about?
Feel free. We can do it during Big Deal or No Deal. Chris and I can just play.
Because you know my designer, Zap, he made a piece for me.
Yeah, I know. You've told me.
So I should try it out. I'll put it on YouTube, see what people think.
Okay. But you've been into this Bronny James story.
I like it.
And the USA Today mm-hmm. has a story that they believe Bronny James would be the most scrutinized rookie in NBA history if he indeed did team up with his dad.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't know if the dad part of the equation will give him more scrutiny. I don't know if I buy that particular aspect of it. I mean, he's LeBron's son. There's going to be some scrutiny.
Look, if Bronny James goes and plays at USC mm-hmm. and has a really, really, really great freshman year mm-hmm. to the point where he is a candidate to be a one and done player.
Right.
Good for him.
Yeah.
When he gets to the NBA, whether it's after year one, year two, year five, if and when he gets to the NBA,
right.
Bronny James will be hyper, hyper, hyper scrutinized on his own.
Right. Regardless of whether he's playing with his dad.
You put the dad into the equation.
You think it makes the scrutiny worse?
It multiplies the eyeballs.
Yes, I'll give you that.
By 25 times.
So what you're saying is because of that, like if he just came in the league and let's use a random team, right? He ends up on the Orlando Magic, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, people will be watching the Orlando Magic more, but you're saying if LeBron joined him on the Orlando Magic, yes, I would agree. There'll be more eyeballs. So hence, I guess, more opportunities for people to be to scrutinize him and his play. Sure.
I would say this. I buy that. Here's the thing. If I were LeBron.
That's fair.
If I were in LeBron's shoes.
But you do agree that he's going to have a level of scrutiny regardless.
Of course.
Yeah.
And by the way, if Bronny James becomes an NBA player.
First of all, that's an incredible achievement, number one. There's at any given time, there's only 450 guys right. in the league.
So let's start with the if part. If Bronny James becomes an NBA player.
Yeah.
Is he an NBA talent today? I mean, based on what I've read, I'm not scouting the guy.
I don't know. I'm not a scout.
So. I'm not scouting the guy. But if you're not, like, put it this way. Nobody's talking about Bronny James playing in the NBA after 1 year at USC. Can we all agree? The only person talking about Bronny James going to the NBA is LeBron. I mean, are there a bunch of scouts lined up going?
I don't know. I that's not my world. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know much about how high school kids going into their freshman year of college get labeled. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a kid today. There's a story today about a kid who is accelerating his high school graduation so that he can graduate.
Enroll early.
And enroll early at like North Carolina. And the kid, I don't remember his name. It doesn't matter. He's not bashful. He's like, yeah, I'm doing this because I want to be a one and done and go to the NBA.
Right.
So I should be going into my senior year of high school, but instead I'm going to the University of North Carolina so that I can be playing in the NBA rather than being a freshman in college. That kid, somebody's already telling him he's an NBA player.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably got people around him that believe that have been down that road before with other people.
What's the kid's name who's going to USC, who's the number one overall player from Atlanta? I don't remember the kid's name.
Okay.
He's the number one high school basketball player in America, and he committed to USC, and he's the star of the class. Bronny
James. Isaiah Collier?
Is that his name? Bronny James.
Yeah, Wheeler High School in Georgia.
Yeah. Bronny James is the name. He's the name guy because of his dad. But this kid that you're talking about, Isaiah Collier, he's the number one high school basketball player in the country. Mm-hmm. He's a likely candidate to be a one and done and go right to the NBA.
Okay.
LeBron's son, probably not.
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I know what LeBron wants, and I get it. There would be nothing better than to play professional sports with your son.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron, unlike most other people, he actually can maybe pull this off because he's only 38 years old. And I say only, he's old in basketball, but he's still a very young father for somebody who's going to have a player in the NBA in the next 2 years, mm-hmm. if the kid gets there. I know what LeBron wants, but it may not be the best thing for his son.
Well, he LeBron also talked about this recently, right? Where he said that may be my dream, but it may not be his.
Right, right.
And maybe that's why LeBron is hinting more at eventually calling it quits, even though, you know, we now have reports that they don't believe this coming season will be it. But maybe that's it. Maybe it's a combination of you know, there's a chance that Bronny isn't a one and done. And there's a chance that also LeBron's body may be just betraying him and he just may be like tired of it, you know?
Bronny James, I want to see this young man succeed.
Of course, I really, really do. Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of haters out there.
And it'd be a great, cool story. Yeah.
But I think there's people out there that want to see him fail.
Of course, there's always people that want to see everybody fail.
But look, it's hey, it's LeBron's kid. Hey, he's not really as good as he's getting. He's getting these NIL deals because of his dad. He's being celebrated, you know, in recruiting because of his dad, et cetera, et cetera. People think that Bronny James isn't that great. And so they're thinking that it's all LeBron. I want to see the kid prove everybody wrong. So I'm rooting for that story. That's the story I'd love to see. But I don't know how it's going to go because he's not the top player in the country. And he's not the top 20 guy. And he may not even be a top 50 guy. And I doubt he's a one and done caliber talent. So now these guys make me that much more interested in the story. Will he get to the NBA? Will LeBron really play with him? Will LeBron be able to play by the time Bronny gets there? I love stuff like this.
Yeah. But I do think he's going to be scrutinized no matter what. I mean, I guess, will there be more eyeballs on him if LeBron's there? Yes. I guess that's fair. But I still think there's going to be a baseline of scrutiny regardless just because his last name is James. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to think of the last player whose father...
Can you tell me that later? Because I got to get to Jacob. And we're really late, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if you realize we got a clock here, you know.
Yeah.
And you wanted to change into like 37 outfits or something.
Oh, I want to change into one outfit and run it by you.
Yeah. Laura just said in my ear, Law and Order. Instead of Jacob and Ronnie.
6:30 p.m. in the Southland, a live imaging Tuesday as the summer of 710 is underway, even though it's cloudy outside. But that's okay. It's going to be a big summer. Speaking of big, right now. Big deal or no deal. Take it away, producer Lindsay. Oh, no, wait. I throw it to Sedano. Take it away, Sean.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, Lindsay, you take it away.
Thanks, Sedano.
All right, guys. So Las Vegas casinos are charging visitors more to gamble while also decreasing their chances of winning. Minimum bets to play blackjack are higher while payouts for winning hands are lower, and placing bets in roulette is riskier on the Las Vegas Strip now, according to the Wall Street Journal. So I read this whole story about this big, you know, whatever is going on in Vegas. And basically the casino executives are like, well, we're just trying to get higher value customers. So like, you used to be able to find tables on the strip for like $5, $10 on an off night. And now they're all like minimum 25.
Yeah.
Anyway, data shows that over 2/3 of blackjack tables on the strip have shifted from 3-2 payouts to 6-5. Tables that pay out 6-5 give the winning gambler $12 for every $10 bet, as opposed to winning 15 in a 3-2 payout. So for you personally, is this a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
Well, you're getting less money, so yeah, it is a big deal. I mean,
does this affect you really?
I don't gamble enough for it to affect me, but I would imagine if you're someone who does, that yeah, it would affect you, right? I mean, you gamble more than all of us.
Yeah, but not. I don't think it's enough to make me move off of the strip. How about you, Cappy?
No, it's no deal. Because you asked the question, is it a big deal or no deal for you? Like, I can literally go to Vegas and not go to a blackjack table.
Oh, not me, bro.
Yeah.
No, I was a Yamavan when went to a blackjack table with Lindsay.
Yeah. He taught me all the lingo, too.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, listen, I love blackjack. It's my favorite game to play in a casino, but I can go without playing it.
Especially, are you good at it?
Okay. You got to have a strategy. You know, you have to have a money management strategy. No, you do. For real. Otherwise, if you just sit down at a table, like, for example, you sit down at a table, right? Yeah. $25 table.
Right.
How much are you going to start with?
Probably a couple $100.
Well, there's a number that you should start with at a $25 table. You should play a minimum of 10 hands.
Yeah.
Right. So you need to have $250 to start at a $25 table.
Right.
Okay. But $25 is becoming the bottom of the barrel now. That's like me at a $5 table. I don't want to lose anything. I'm just sitting here playing for fun. $25.
You know? Inflation, bro.
I mean, what table do you play at?
25. I don't play anything more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've played at bigger tables than that, but...
Well, of course. I mean, come on.
But usually when I go with my buddies who... I had a buddy who was like a pro poker player. So like when I went with him, I would just go with him into like the high roller room, and then I'd give him a stack and we'd work together.
Oh, really?
Not work together, but I'm saying like we'd play, try to... Me and him against the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah.
I mean, in
for
theory,
me, it's no deal.
In theory, I know they want to take your money, but in theory, the dealers, most places I've been to, particularly blackjack, are fairly helpful.
Well, yeah, they'll tell you
what the book says.
You say, what does the book say? Hey, yeah. I've got a 12. You've got a what seems to be a 20 showing. What do I do?
And
that
one's easy.
Well, I'm just saying that they'll tell you. I'm trying to make it easy for people listening, George. Right, you understand? Yeah.
Hit me.
Yeah. No, I'll stick. I'll stay.
Cappy hits on like 16.
Well, it depends on the situation, I suppose.
You're not one of these guys that hits on a soft 17 time, do you?
Never, because I don't like guys who mess up tables. Yeah. So, but that's why you have to ask the dealer. Yeah. What does the book say? Yeah. And then you go with what the book says.
And they're supposed to tell you specifically.
And yes. They do.
Yeah.
What's the book say?
Depends.
Oh.
What does it say on 18?
It says stick. Stay.
I mean, 18, yeah. You should. Anything over a 17, you should stay.
I'd like to be the guy who just is like, I got an 18, hit me, just to screw everybody up.
Right. Oh, my God.
And that's the guy where the rest of us are like, that's it, I'm out of here, table's ruined.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing
I've walked up and got off a table.
Yeah, playing blackjack, I feel like everyone gets so like angry and weird.
Well, no, because if you don't know how to play the game, you screw everybody up. So let's say, for example, you hit on a card you're not supposed to hit on, and then everybody, the round ends, and then they pull out the first card of the next deal.
Yeah, it screws up the rest of the shoot.
Then you're like, well, look, that three is what I would have had if you would have passed, right? Because you shouldn't have hit.
But they think that, but that may not necessarily be the case.
No, but it generally is the case. Like, there's a reason there's a way to play, and you at least have a better shot of being more successful that way. I mean, the odds are always tilted in the house's favor, but you got to try to play a certain way to try to maximize your potential.
There is a courtesy to playing blackjack, and that is that everybody at the table, you don't mess with everybody. You got to know the rules to play, otherwise you screw people up.
It's just like craps when people walk up and say the word seven. You shouldn't do that. Or yeah. Like you're going to, you know, bet on the don't pass line. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
I had a guy do that to me once, and I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Looked at him, and then I rolled a seven, and I was really mad.
Cappy, 12 versus a four. Hit, stay.
You stay.
Yeah. 12 versus a five.
You stay.
12 versus a six.
You stay.
Yeah. Look at Cappy. He knows.
Yeah, you can't do that. Can't do that to people.
When we're at the Commerce Casino in a few weeks for Mandy's, you going to play?
You know, I've got a room at Commerce Casino for the after party on Saturday night. I think the after party is getting canceled, though.
Why is it getting canceled?
Cancel culture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much why.
Okay.
But I think maybe I may hit the casino pretty hard on Saturday night after the fact. Maybe that's where the after party will be, at the $5 tables.
I'll play like low-key in the morning, you know, when the tables are like $20.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's next, Linz?
All right, a report today from Sports Business Journal revealed just how much money those in the mascot industry make.
Oh, it's a lot of money.
This.
Yeah.
The highest earner among the NBA's 30 mascots is that of the Nuggets.
Rocky.
Yep, mountain lion mascot.
Dude,
Rocky.
PJ Carlissimo took a picture. He loves Rocky from his days when he was coaching. And he went after the game, one of the games in Denver, and took a picture with Rocky at midcourt.
Nice.
Well, Rocky makes $625,000.
Yep. I believe it.
Damn.
And the list's next highest earner is the Hawks mascot, Harry the Hawk, who makes $600,000 per year.
Not Benny the Bull.
And then Benny the Bull, he's third. He gets $400,000.
That's a big drop off, though.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Rocky's $625,000 like trumps everyone's, but the report from Sports Business Journal indicates that his salary is approximately 10 times higher than the average NBA mascot. So, like, why does that guy make so much more money than everyone else?
Because that guy's a badass. He's great.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look, I think that there is a like a level of athleticism.
Yes.
You know,
they got to do all sorts of like stunts in the thing.
Not everybody can do what he's doing.
Right.
And so he's got a real talent. And a real specialty.
I mean, I've seen Moondog, like they do the little trampoline dunks and stuff like that. Like, what does he do specifically that makes him so great? Because I've never seen a Nuggets game.
So my answer to your question is, I don't know. And by the way, so is half of Denver never seen a Nuggets game.
I've seen, seriously,
because like if you've seen, you know, they have a TV problem there like we've had here
before. I've seen Rocky like literally rappel from the top of the building and stuff
like that.
Oh,
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, and he probably comes up with all of his own stunts.
He's a crazy person, that
Rocky.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's cool. Good for him.
I was going to ask you if you guys think it's a big deal or no deal that he makes that much money, but I feel like you guys are just kind of like, oh, that's cool.
And I'll bet you it's a year-round job, too. You know, it's probably not just basketball season.
Yeah, he's doing all sorts of stuff with the charity and all that stuff year-round. He's got to be an employee. And I bet you he does other stuff at the team.
Yeah, like Rampage over at the Rams. He's year-round.
Yeah.
What does he make?
I don't know.
What do you think?
think he's doing okay.
What do you think? He's making 500 grand Rampage?
No, I don't think 500.
400.
I think he's six figures.
Good for Rampage.
Rampage is great. Although I always tell the guy, I won't say his name on the air, but I always tell him, keep the mask on. I don't want. He tries to talk to me without the head on.
Yeah, no, don't.
It freaks
that.
Me out.
Yeah. Don't be half.
Keep the
half
head
a
on.
Rampage.
Just text me. Text me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
All right, former NFL running back Le'Veon Bell says that he would sometimes smoke weed before games. Appearing as a guest on the Steel Here podcast, Bell opened up about his pregame habit.
You know, when I was playing football, I smoked, bro. Like, even before the games, I smoke. And I'd go out there and run for 150, two tubs.
In the NFL?
Yeah.
So his admission comes as leagues, including the NFL and NBA, have begun to soften their stances on marijuana usage, with the latter recently removing the substance from their drug testing programs. Do you guys think it's a big deal or no deal if a pro athlete smokes weed before a game?
I think it's a big deal. By the way,
you think it's a big deal because you're saying that that admission isn't a regular admission, or you're saying it's a big deal because you find it strange that they would do that before the game?
I find it to be a big deal because, A, I think it's a little bit strange, although he's not the first player I've known.
I mean, Matt Barnes did this like 5 years ago, talked about it.
Yeah, dude, I had a...
Before games.
I had a buddy of mine who was a tight end for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, name not really that important, and I remember he had this catch on a Monday Night Football game, and dude, he's running towards the end zone. Man, he's all on his own, dude. And he's on his own, and then... He got like DK Metcalf, where he got caught from behind when there was nobody even in the screen. And we were all giving him a hard time after the game. Like, bro, what the hell, man? It was an easy touchdown on Monday Night Football. He's like, man, at halftime, I smoked this big fat joint. And I like ran out of gas before I could get to the end zone. We were like, what? For real? So it's not like the first time I've ever heard of a player talking about smoking weed before a game.
Yeah.
But I can't see it helping, number one, and number two.
I think that certain guys, I can only speak for basketball. Well, not only, actually, now that I think about it. Some players feels like it helps them focus actually better. I know a number of basketball players who have talked about that. And, you know, obviously, you know, Ricky Williams famously smoked all the time, you know, and yeah. He was an incredible player.
Yeah, I feel like when you're a member of a team, you got to do everything you can to be like the best you can
right,
be for a team.
But what if that helps them focus on their performance?
Well, that's just it. Is like, so on one hand, you think, well, dude, you shouldn't be getting high before a game. And on the other hand, you're like, could that actually make them better? Then if it does, is it a performance enhancing drug?
No, I think it allows you to focus. Is not performance enhancing would mean that it would enhance your ability, like physically, like unnaturally. You know what I mean? In that way, it's not. It's a focus thing.
Oh, is that? Is that enhancing your performance?
I mean, it's not a physical enhancer.
No, but...
But that's what I think most people refer to when talking about performance-enhancing drugs. They talk about a physical enhancer.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, though, is that should we not be thinking about it differently?
I mean, how many guys in baseball for years, well before steroids, were taking greenies, you know, in the 50s and 60s? That's a mental enhancer.
Okay. I didn't have a problem with that.
Okay. Same thing, then.
Well, now, you can't take greenies, Adderall unless it's prescribed to you.
Do you take greenies?
Me, I don't take greenies. I don't take any Adderall or greenies or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
You guys take any of that?
No. I don't
mean, let me know, by the way, if I need to know any of this stuff.
Just straight pixie dust for you.
I listen to Greenie every once in a while, though.
You do?
I like Greenie Show.
Yeah, you like him?
Yeah.
Did you email him already?
I was supposed to text Greenie.
Oh, my bad.
And get him to come on. Mm. Yeah.
All right, that is Big Deal or No Deal each and every day here at 6:30. Coming up next, one more segment to go. Cappy, do you have a good dealer's choice for us today?
I have something I'd like to talk about.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. One more segment to go next year on 710 ESPN.
Don't forget, it is also Mandy's Award Tuesday. Go vote now. ESPNLA.com. Click the big Mandy's Award logo. The voting page made possible by our friends at Power Pro Plumbing, celebrating 20 years of delivering top quality plumbing services to our valued customers. Power Pro Plumbing.
What was the thing we're doing with 50 Cent? I saw somebody tweeting it this weekend.
I believe we got something to give away, right?
Well, we're going to give it away tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how usually I find out things.
A pair of tickets, yeah.
Is he doing a concert?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Fitty and who else?
I'm not sure who else is going to be there, but I can find out for you.
I know. I saw somebody on Twitter ask if Ja Rule was going to be in the house.
That's Lindsay's boy.
Yeah. We're best friends.
Mm-hmm. Is it Nate Dogg? Is Nate Dogg in the house?
I don't know.
I don't know. No? I don't know if the two
Let's get to, what do you do, Scotteria these days? What's it called? Let's get to that because we're a little rocky here.
I don't know what happened here. The show was going just fine.
It was a good day.
You know what I mean?
Until we said something about Mason and Ireland having a bad show, and then all of a sudden things turned.
Yeah, and I don't know if you realize, but Nate Dogg isn't around anymore.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No,
I was going to say that.
It's been a long time, actually.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that. Nate Dogg's not around?
Over a decade.
Really?
May he rest in peace.
Wow, really? R.I.P.?
Yeah.
Nate Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad, y'all.
All right, go ahead. What do you got here?
Go ahead.
Cappy.
Not one of you, not a single one of you has made mention of my t-shirt today. I know a lot of you are watching on YouTube right now and you can see my t-shirt. Not one person has said one thing. I'm so proud of this t-shirt and no one has given me one flower, not one prop, no kudos or love.
Because you're just going to do this Dusty Rhodes impersonation you like to do. We've heard it before.
This is a good t-shirt. Dusty Rhodes. Hard times, daddy.
Hard times is what we've done this segment.
That's right.
Hard times. The EAS didn't fire.
Right.
And that threw us all
off. Whose fault is that?
And then we didn't.
The EAS?
I don't know. The button's not working, Cap. I pressed it.
Oh, I'm not blaming you. I'm just wondering who we were going to blame, you and me.
I was going to say, you could have made the noises yourself, Morales. How's it go?
It goes through the rack room and fires the tone.
Okay. Yeah.
And now we're not in compliance, so we're going to have to climb the tower later.
Great. No way. Really? We're going to climb the
tower?
Send
Cappy.
Well, they schedule these things for radio, because when we send it, other radio stations receive it. That's how the EAS system works when we test it.
Can I climb the tower?
Please I would love for you to climb the tower.
Wacky radio bit.
There it is. Wacky radio stunt.
See, that would win me that Mandy.
So go do
let's
it.
Let's do it, Cap.
Yeah, you never did anything. Mandy. You never did anything.
You're gutless,
Let
man.
Me ask you a question.
You didn't do a thing.
Let me ask you one question.
Huh?
That's when you say go ahead.
Go ahead.
When does the Mandy's voting close?
Tomorrow.
How many times are you going to ask that question?
Tune in tomorrow, people.
Oh,
what are you going to do?
Not going to do anything.
Yeah, you're not going to do anything.
You know
you're
what gutless. I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run around here in my underpants while George ketchups and mustards and relishes me.
No,
that's the winner.
You're not going to do it. You should do that. You should have done that a week ago.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
That's not funny, and it brings back a lot of bad childhood memories.
It would definitely be funny. Don't get me wrong. We'd laugh.
Brings back a lot of bad childhood memories.
Yeah. Is this your dealer's choice?
Well, I'm upset that nobody even gave me any love at all for my Dusty Rhodes hard time teether daddy.
Hey, Cappy, I love your shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I was asking for.
Hey, Cappy.
Yo.
Move on. Let it go.
Really? Let it go?
Yeah.
Well, it's 49, though. What else we got?
I thought he was going to model for us.
What happened to getting into
clothing? All right, hold on a second. All right, hold on a second, everybody. How much time do we have?
We have nobody here. There's plenty of rooms you can go and change.
How much time do we have?
You have enough time. You have about 7 minutes.
I'm going to go change into an outfit that I want to. This is the theme I'm going for.
Okay.
For the Mandy's.
All right.
Okay. And this is this was custom made by my boy Zap.
Okay,
down in Orange County.
We heard
kind
it.
Of on a tick clock.
I know. You waited till the last second.
Lakers talk is coming up at 7 o'clock.
Oh, it's Slee?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh,
I'll be
he got
listening
happy.
On my way home.
Well,
is Slee there?
No.
Not like right now,
not
right
ready.
Now.
He's not ready yet.
Yeah.
He's got to get warmed up. When you're doing Lakers talk prime time, you got to get warmed up. He was expecting to have an EAS test.
Clearly,
still waiting for
I don't know how to do it.
And I got to put the EAS tests in, so now I'm going to be like, oh, great, we're not compliant. I'm going to get yelled at, too.
Oh, it's so funny.
We should get the engineer down here, Chris. You know,
I was texting with the, that's right, tonight, actually. Or was that last night? I think that was last night.
Yeah.
That could be why the EAS button didn't work. Because we were maintenance last night from 11 o'clock to 5 a.m.
Not me. Right.
Well, there you have it.
We were off the air, I believe, because they had to do maintenance. I think our ratings went up.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Christopher, I'm still this American Gladiator show.
Yes,
who's that guy? I forgot his name. The guy with the long blonde hair.
I don't know.
Edge.
Blaze.
Was that Blaze?
Name? Something.
God,
I love
that game when you had to put the balls in the cones.
The soccer ball in the cones. That was my favorite one. And they had to tackle you like a football game on the turf. Yeah.
Which names do you guys remember? Because I'm going to
remember
Blade,
any of them.
Ice.
I do remember Blade. That was a good one.
These guys were all jacked up, too, back then.
Yeah, this is making it sad.
Well, it's like the wrestling ones.
Yeah,
those get sad.
They knew what look at this. Oh, that's how you got a listener.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that what your guy Zap wore last year?
Yeah.
He's recycling ideas now?
I thought that's what your guy Zap wore last year.
Right, and then he made this one for me.
Right.
Interesting.
I love Zap.
Zap's a great guy.
He is a great guy. Cappy, you look good. You look like you're about to go, you look like you're Dr. Clapper, frankly.
Yeah,
like you're
I'm
about
not
to
sure
go
about
into
the hat.
Into like surgery.
Yeah.
Now remember, Cap, you said you wanted to stand out, and I said standing out is good, but you also want to
This isn't
have
formal,
some tact.
Really.
The hat.
Like Zap can pull
now,
it
how
off.
How did you change so quickly?
It was interesting, wasn't
it? You were gone in like less than 2 minutes.
Rachel has him trained well. Yeah.
So the hat is now my yarmulke. This is what I wear when I go to shul.
Yeah.
Okay? Right here. This is what I wear. This is now this Gucci, this whole blinged out Gucci thing. This is now my yarmulke that when I go to synagogue.
That's Gucci?
Yeah, come check it out. And then this outfit, this whole outfit is
this Mercedes-Benz symbol thing you got going on.
This whole outfit is pure Mercedes.
Yeah.
And check it out.
I don't really get it.
Okay. I don't get it either.
Pockets right here.
Yeah. Brand's gone wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know, Kathy.
It's very 90s.
It's not for you.
Yeah. Not you, bruh.
Zap can pull it off.
I mean, if that's the look you're going for, Cappy,
it's not you.
I'm not sure.
I'm with the girls and Chris. This doesn't work for you.
Well, I'm going to ask everybody to go to YouTube and take a look for yourself and tell me what you guys think.
You think this is going to win bit of the year?
I'm not
this
bit
moment
of the year.
Right now.
No. I wasn't thinking bit of the year. I'm not trying to win bit of the year.
This is what you were going to wear
clearly.
Pre-show.
This is what I was going to wear for the red carpet.
Oh hell!
No.
You got. No. I mean, that's not even remotely formal wear.
Yeah, you need to be formal, Kathy.
You got
to
look bomb AF.
That's why I said let me pick out your outfit, but you know,
Rachel gonna get mad, girl. Don't do that.
Rachel would let you wear that, like to a red carpet?
No. Absolutely.
He's not,
not
answering for a reason.
You look so depressed after we. Like,
anybody here want to try this on?
Like, no.
Hell no.
Browse, I'd like to see what you look like in this getup.
I wouldn't look good. But neither do you. So,
what are you talking about? My boy Zap hooked me up and
Zap,
made this.
Zap has got a few different qualities about his body that is a little different than yours.
Yeah, he's jacked. You're
you
not.
Mean because he's thick and yoked and everything?
Yeah.
You're not.
And I think Zap's a little younger, so
he is younger.
A little.
Yeah. It's just not you, bro.
All right, a lot of people are on YouTube saying they're not feeling it.
No.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
We're not going to lie to you.
Also, I don't get like the Mercedes-Benz symbols. Like,
what don't you get?
Well, you don't drive a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if it had an Acura, would you like it more?
I mean, if you drove an Acura, maybe.
I mean, what's your new sled?
It's a Lexus.
Oh, if I had a Lexus logo, would you like that?
But you also don't drive a Lexus.
Yeah.
That's true.
I feel like it's just like,
I feel like
one
we're,
of those.
We're doing that last hour of Mason in Ireland right now, this segment.
Yeah.
If this had been a real emergency, you would have been notified by the
If this was a real emergency, you would have been notified. I can't believe you guys don't like this outfit on me.
Yeah, and it's also not a visual medium other than the people you're watching you on YouTube. So.
Millions. Have you seen the YouTube numbers lately?
Yeah.
You have a what is that? Like a sequence? I don't even know. Shiny? I can't even tell
Cappy,
what the
look,
hell it is.
I think you need to just I think I liked what you did last year. Even though I wouldn't have worn that thing you wore before the show either.
I don't want to.
Feel it.
Do I have
what
to?
What is it, Lycra?
Touch it.
Lycra.
It's very interesting.
Can't be sailing.
That also can't be that comfortable.
Feel this.
Definitely looks like you're trying way too hard with that.
Dude, it's
awesome.
No.
It's not.
It really isn't.
Dude, this is bomb.
If that's the look you're going for, I can't help you.
Yeah, Cap, it's not. I mean, you can wear it, but I mean, I don't know, bro.
Cappy.
Yo.
Usually, we all disagree with you and you get mad at us sometimes, but I've been on your corner a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, bro, no.
How about
just
this?
Stay in your lane.
Let me ask you this question.
Right.
This ain't your lane.
Would you guys think that this would be good if I wore it Sunday morning? So like after the Mandy's and everybody crashes and then Sunday morning I wake up at Commerce
Casino. That would be a better
and
way.
And I rock this.
Yeah, it looks like pajamas kind of.
It would be better, but I still wouldn't wear it. But I mean,
yeah.
But it would be better for sure.
By the pool. You know, they're going to be like, that guy is trying way too hard to stand out.
Yeah.
But, you know.
They are going to say that.
He does want people to, you know, you do want looks, right, Cappy? You
yeah.
want people to look at you.
You guys don't like my Gucci yarmulke? I can't believe you guys don't like the Gucci yarmulke.
No.
It's like Fucci, not Gucci.
Well, I don't know.
You didn't
Gucci.
Get that, but it's
no,
okay.
No, I got it. It says Gucci on it.
Okay.
So I just assumed it was real.
This has been speaking of awards, this has been an award-winning segment. I'll tell you that much.
We were going so well.
Cut this one up and play that back
really
in
well.
The future.
Oh,
play
my
the tape.
God. What happened here?
I don't know what happened.
I'm sorry. The EAS test.
The EAS test throws off.
Hey, at least it was only one segment.
I'm blaming Laura now.
We figured it out. It wasn't me. It was last night with Morales.
I cannot believe people on YouTube do not love this outfit.
They want to be real with you, bro, and that ain't it.
Yeah, that's it, bro. It's not happening. All right. You got anything else? Because your dealer's
choice
this
tonight to Dantana's.
Did not help.
Are you going to Tana's?
I'm going to wear this to Dantana's
Get the chicken
tonight.
Parm.
Yo, I'm going to get the chicken parm. I'm going to wear this to Dantana's tonight.
I don't think they'll let you in.
They will not let you in that thing. That's for sure. They'll be like, who's this dude? All right, we've wasted people's lives enough for this last segment.
We apologize
right now,
for this
right
segment,
now.
Everybody.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
I am sincerely apologizing.
Just saying
for
one
this
thing.
Segment.
When Cap and Zap show up both rocking this gear, you're going to see how dope AF it really looks.
No, not really.
Yes, excellent. I would say that's an excellent way to describe it.
No, not really.
Yeah. All right, Cappy, great job until this last segment.
All right, nice work out of you.
Yeah, excellent work, Christopher. Great job, Lindsay and Laura. Alan Sliwa. Slee on the spot. Lakers talk is coming up next on your home for the Los Angeles Lakers, 710 ESPN. We will talk to you mañana. See you. Have a great night.